all night. She been blooping that shit out. Like,
nah, I've been drinking all night. You talking about? I've been drinking all night. You talking about? This month's coming in shower. I've been drinking.
You know what, boss is CMD top 10 for your shit. Bag. I took Kanan that we needed. We see op, no blue face bleeder. All this ice on my neck, I'm anemic. We broke in the Benny's, the buddy, the freezer. It's just no bitch, you know I'm quick to leave. That's who's gonna chop out till teeth at the key. He ain't LMB, then no, I cannot pee. You think he moving slimy?
Ayy, I'm fly like a jet. Fall out the red, he did. First out the mud, I gotta get it. I didn't check.
I can't walk without it. Like, can't fight, talk about it. I keep a 100 stacks, heavy pockets. Like, say when you see me, then you go do what?
I am. It's for niggas with short attention span. Homie, try to rob.
Yeah! We gon' look for him, we gon' look for him. We gon' find him. 13-16. AMG.
Oh, money good, I'm money great.
It's already in the building. We got Block, we got Mr. Bliss. Yeah. Mike Knox.
Where you?
Yo, I'm getting an order of four wings and fries.
Yeah. You know I'm staying on to see these little niggas, they be so sad. Capping off with the internet, once it's been to get penalized. Been the alpha male, no, we never high. Bitch, I'm always active when it's traumatized. Yeah, I'm fully active, I'm up at the 5. 5 with the fittest, they know I'm a proud. Flashbacks to them long nights, stuck a flashlight to this fast life. Yeah. Bevel back and see them break lights, but I'm never scared, I'ma get right. Never. Stepping on them, I'm a dangerous guy. If you fuck with the gang, then be clearing it out. Boss of my city, been holding down. If it's on, then we running this out. Yeah, if it's on, then it's on, my niggas ready to ride. They don't wanna see us winning, see the hate in their eyes. Can't even my portion, one a piece of my pie. Too many selfish ways, they be dealing with pride. Hold on, God, I got a brick, I need to talk to my guy. Can't catch me slipping, pussy niggas never take me alive. Sometimes I wonder when I'm high, who gon' kill when I die. No, you ain't coming back when we taking this ride. And if I tell you right now, it shouldn't be a surprise. And about time they find your body is surrounded by flies. Start losing patience when you dealing with lies. So you better let it bang if you coming outside.
My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side, they never take me alive. Walking by the car revolver, who else taking this ride? Pull up, hop out, then get in the car, I'm a dangerous guy. Yeah. Who getting in the car? Yeah. Who getting in the car? My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side, they never take me alive.
Gorillas made in the alley. Drugs taking over auntie. Uncle done up off a bottle. Cuz keep a ski mask on, cause he's still ducking for my body. No bitch, they see the baddest, cause she spent money on her body. And I know a natural bitch that's insecure about her body. And they be trying to cool us down, we hotter than the bag of top. She smoking on a bag of broccoli, on my way to bag of toddy. Yeah, I'm humble, but I'm cocky. Come from bundles in the Audi. Pockets full of pants of Roddy. Doggy full, nigga, drive me. I won't move for nobody, but I move how I got it. And these bitches pick and choose, they gon' move for the dollar. No matter
see the hate, yeah. Keep a pistol on my side, they never take me alive. Walking by the car revolver, who else taking this ride? Pull up, hop out, then get in the car, I'm a dangerous guy. Yeah. Who getting in the car? Yeah. Who getting in the car? My mother told me, son, I see the hate, yeah. Keep a pistol on my side, they never take
first
me alive.
First, I'm the wrong one to tangle with. Not R. Kelly out the closet when I bang the fifth. I get on some anger shit, ski mask dangerous. You survive. Wake up cold sweats out your dreams to a desi. Gun butt turning meat eater to a veggie. Take my kindness for weakness, but niggas know I'm deadly. Niggas see my shadow, so I hit him with the hezzy. Then I pump fake and blew his brains on the Chevy. Know if I'm really spinning shit, beef put it into it. K like a trumpet, then your corner with an instrument. My whole squad eat, split the cake up increments. Your whole squad weak, I'm a shark, watch who you fishing with.
You had a big one, huh?
Niggas want you, I ain't letting up. Mess with us, flip them in the air. Watch them level up. Tesla truck, watch me go and get it with my cheddar up. Bullets get a doctor, patients ready for an operation. Sniper station, putting niggas down is an occupation.
My mother told me. me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side, they never take me alive. Walking by the car, revolver, who else taking this ride? Pull up, hop, I didn't get in the car, I'm a dangerous guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side, they never take me alive.
What's good, man? Y'all know what time it is, man. It's Thirsty Thursdays on a motherfucking Friday. You know, we had little technical difficulties in the building and shit. You know what I mean? Somebody was hanging through the motherfucking lines or something and shit. That's what we gonna call that. But, man, we got my boy Mike Knotts in the building, man. What's your host? Only tall, skinny, and bony, freaky, deep, aka Snacks, man. What up, man? I'm gonna need y'all to pull the fuck up and make sure y'all pull up with the motherfucking drinks, man. Something to smoke, man. Real talk. We want to know you sober viewers in this bitch, man. Real talk. When everybody pulled up and feel all right and shit, while y'all enjoy this dope ass interview with my boy tonight, man. And listen, man, y'all just seen some horror shit, man. Definitely a dope ass track, man. I'm gonna let the artists come on and shit. Like I said, it's a platform about artists for artists and shit. Why? Because I want to see everybody fucking win, man. So let's win, man. Hey, bro, tell everybody where you from and give us a little info. You know what I mean about that song we just heard?
Mike Knotts, 1316, Camden, New Jersey. That song you just heard, that was Never Take Me Alive. That's me, A-Block, Henrock, Buddha Bless, Marley, Ronnie, Marley, you know what I'm saying? Like, just regular fire shit that we just do. We just go in there and we just create the shit. Shit simple.
So let me ask you, are you a single artist or y'all all a group?
Nah, it's a group. It's definitely a group. It's 1316. It's always 1316. Even if he got to go that route, it's always
1316. What part of Camden? What part of Camden, New Jersey, bro?
Hola.
We got
Hola. I'm just Camden, though.
Yeah, same here. Same
everybody, here. Me. You feel me?
Camden, to me, man, Camden, a big-ass neighborhood, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know. You feel me?
I razzled dazzled a little bit of everywhere. It was
that's
just
what's up. That's what's up. So let me ask you, what got you into rapping, man?
Ah, shit. I don't even know. My brother, everybody in my family do that shit. Everybody do it. You feel me? So when it just happened, you know, I was locked up and I just was like, I ain't have shit to do when I just happened to be hot.
Yeah.
You feel me? It came out. It was just hot. Everybody said it. It said shit. So I just took it serious after a while, like, fuck it.
I gotta say, man, your energy is dope as fuck. And I mean, just looking at that person, I say, oh, he got some crazy energy. He got that freaky dick energy. He got that.
When you go in the booth, you gotta release that shit out your body. You feel me? Whatever fuck you're going through in real life, you gotta go ahead. Even if you ain't saying that shit, just get that energy up. You feel me? Get that shit up out of here and go out there with a different whole mindset of the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
That's how you rip that shit.
So what's your writing process? I always ask all artists and shit. You know, being though we got technology now, do you still do it old school with the notebook, pen and notebook?
Oh, look. Some of my shit, like Top Tier on my new tape, Moth to a Flame. Yeah. Check it out. You feel me? I wrote that. You feel me? But then you got other ones like motherfucking Duke Nukem on Moth to a Flame. Me and Dada Wap on that joint. If you see that joint, I wrote probably like 8 bars, but the beat was so fire, I ain't even want to write no more because he's making it in my face. Shout out to Eric Clint Beastwood. You feel me? That's my producer, Eric Clint Beastwood. Yeah, he's making them just right in your face.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
You hearing that shit, and it's like, man, the pen and pad thing. Sometimes you just got to say that shit right out your brain. That's how you get the swag to it.
Facts. I did a track with him with Big Dummy and shit. Big Dummy and Mugga Stats. Shout out to both of them.
Right. So you already know how that man create. That man just, you know what I mean? That nigga like Professor X at the beat. Like, you feel me? The nigga, he definitely creates some shit.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely somebody that, and Cass always asking about producers, and even Cass, I don't me interviewed in Jersey. I don't know why they right. Little boy. I put him on, so that's, you know what I mean? This platform is definitely open for that too, with networking and shit.
It's definitely a lot of producers out here. You got a lot of good producers out here, you feel me? You just got to pick the one for you.
I think
like, I'll go work with anybody. I'll go work with anybody, and I don't want to say a specific name, but I'll go work with anybody.
I think that's the issue. I think that everybody don't want to work with each other. That's the reason why, you know, ain't nobody really blow up like from Canada, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Don't nobody want to work with each other and shit. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to cities in, like, Atlanta and shit like that or whatever, you see these cats working with each other. You know what I'm saying? Right. Features and all that shit, but no problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody win, but you know what I mean? It's what it is. But hopefully 13-16 is out there, you know what I mean, to change the spectrum of that shit, you know what I mean? Open up the door because y'all definitely got some dope music, man. I'll be checking y'all out, man.
Yo, not for nothing. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. When we go in there, we be like, you know how you know you shook that shit? You like, nah, we shook that shit. That shit just happened every time. It was to the point where it was like, yeah, we gotta start giving these people what we doing because we spending too much money on this shit. Feel me? Y'all gotta see what's going on. This ain't made up. This ain't a stolen beat, hijacked, nothing like that. This shit is purchased. Feel me? Everything is done the proper way. It's BMIs and the shit. Everybody got their name arranged. 13-16 official. That's really the game. You get what I'm saying? Like, this shit is we try and see what we can do with it. Feel me? And there's a lot of people supporting it, too. Like, when we came out, they just started supporting.
Yeah, you got to keep pushing. That right there, the supporters going to keep you pushing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely going to keep you pushing the part of it anyway and shit, man. So as far as, like, your plans with the music in the future, where you see yourself going with this? You know what I mean? Because you sound like yeah, y'all all in right now with it. So
yep.
You know,
right now, we locked in. We're going to see what we're going to pull out. You feel me? I got to stay towards the near future. But the goal at the end of the thing, I don't think nobody's supposed to be out here doing something and you don't want to see it through. If that's what you've been doing, it don't matter what you've been doing. You could have been making clothes, cooking, or whatever the case may be. Whatever your thing is, I don't think you want to do that and not see it through. I don't care what job you work, where you be at, nothing.
I definitely agree.
Like, I think you should want to do that. So where I see myself doing that, I think I see my thing. That thing everybody want to do. Everybody want to do. Feel me? Regardless if you want it to be me or not, I'm going to go hard with myself.
All right, so now speaking of, you say everything you drop is dope. Everything y'all drop is hot. So do you feel like this single that we just heard, do you think that's hotter than the other one you told me? What's that? The Moth? What is it called?
Moth to a Flame.
Moth to a Flame,
that's a whole tape. That's a whole tape. And it's like, you gotta tell me if that's hot. That's how I'm gonna be able to tell somebody it's hot.
I mean, personally, the supporter. Yeah, but now I feel like personally as an artist, I used to do this all the time. I used to be like, yo, what you think about that? Or what you think about this? I don't even ask people what they think about my music or fucking more. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked you, like, is the track that we just heard right now dope? I got another track too, Takeover. I mean, is this single dope? Or, I mean, because you said you put your energy in every project y'all put together is energy put into that shit. So I'm just asking you, like, you know what I mean? Right. I would think as an artist, as the type of artist that you are energy wise, every track you do after the next one is better. Everyone is better than, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't no less than. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, yeah, exactly. That part, too, because you got to go over there overly confident. I'm not going to go in there like I'm about to put some bullshit down. I don't give a fuck if it's my song, if it's his song, your song. If you don't sound qualifying to yourself, that's on you.
Facts.
I'm going to do my little thing on there, and you're gonna deal with it.
Facts.
You're going to walk around like you got smoke. You're going to walk around like that because I ain't trying to let you down. If I take serious.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Definitely. So as far as artists, like, what kind of artists did you look up to or should I say inspire you?
I looked up to, like, DMX, 50 wow. Cent, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, Jay-Z a little something, but I'm like Jeezy, Lil Wayne. You get what I'm saying? But if you're talking like the newer people, Yo Gotti, Moneybagg Yo, people like that. Like I like the flow changes, the Lil Durk and stuff, Future, stuff like that. But just looking up, I like 50 Cent a lot. 50 Cent was my man. So I ain't even gonna hold you. He came in and he wasn't playing.
He came in and went full force. This nigga got, like, I think he got 17 or 22 TV shows now or some shit.
Right.
What is shit that nigga doing? Like, he's showing you how to become, all right, I'm a rapper, but I know it ain't going to last long. I'm going to get old. You got these young motherfuckers coming up behind me. So I got to
find something else. I'm going to do something else. And I'm going to stay relevant. Because relevancy, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to stay relevant. You can't be out here playing around. Cause with look, if you ain't taking your life serious, the moment you take your life serious, you're gonna see other people tell you like, like, damn, this nigga, he doing too much. Nah, you ain't doing too much. You taking it serious with the whatever you doing. So once you start taking it serious and it starts showing that you taking it serious, that's when you need to really, like, start strategically putting it together. You're not just doing it no more just off the whim. You ain't just, I ain't just doing this just so you can know I rap or you can know I rap. I want a couple, who don't want to get in there?
Facts.
Who don't want to get in there?
All right, so what's your opinion about the industry, man? It's been a lot of shit coming out about the industry, all this gay shit, how you got to get people sacrificed and all that to get to the top and all that, you know what I mean, the gay parties and shit like that, man. I mean, as far as an independent artist, would you continue on that journey as an independent artist? Or
is a way to get in any situation without going doing all that, the most shit. Like, you could get in the situation and go all the way through and just be solid to yourself. You don't got to do all that extra shit. Like, money ain't, like, I'm a Libra. You feel me? I really care about money. I want the shit money can get me, but I don't care that much where I want that so bad, I'm going to go do this, that, and the third about myself, bro. I got dignity. I'm a man. I got kids. I got full custody of my whole kid. I can't go out like that, but I don't judge the next. Feel me? I don't judge the next person.
You. Oh, no. I tip my hat to you, bro. That's what's up. I gotta say, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Got real high for you right here. I'm like, wait, okay, my arm's long too, my nigga.
I'm Bunny Son. I'm Bunny Son for real. I'm one of them. Check that song out on I'm Off to a Flame, Bunny Son. You gonna know? It's on there. Everything on I'm Off to a Flame, you need to know about me. Right, and then we got HITM 1.5. That's Buddha Bless Joe. He gonna be up here too. He gonna come up here because he deal with you. He fucks with you.
Yeah, we're gonna have him on here next week.
That's how I be coming.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what's up, man. So as far as any suggestions for like the newcomer that's coming up, or may even look up to you as an artist. Will you have any suggestions for any newcomers that's trying to get into the game?
Yeah, just work. If you just keep working, you're gonna see it paying out regardless if it ain't panning out right then and there. Like, I got, like, listen, not for nothing, I got like a vault full of music in each phone I dealt with. Feel me?
Yeah.
At any given time, I could take this track, go back in the booth with that, amp that up, make this like that, come back, like, and I could have hits if the money start coming in for it. Like, the money already coming in for it right now, but it's just not where we want it to be as a collateral. You know what I'm saying? As a group of us. You know what I'm saying? So it's already coming. It ain't like we ain't doing this right now for nothing already.
No, I feel you. No doubt. That's what it's about.
You know me? So,
y'all guys doing paid shows right now?
Yeah, we be doing shows, and sometimes we get a couple dollars from them, not all the time. Sometimes we just do it. You got to keep your name in the, you know what I mean? But we've been paid before.
So with that being said, not cutting you off, but with that being said, I don't usually say this online. I usually say this to the artist afterwards and shit, you know what I mean, but before. But I just wanted to make sure we got through them all here. Again, it's definitely, like I said, again, it's definitely an honor to have you on the platform. Shout out to 13, 16 and shit, Mike Knotts and all the other bros out there and shit, man. Y'all gonna definitely see the rest of the crew on here. Most definitely got a ref for my city, got to put on for my city, man. Y'all already know CMD, man. Make sure y'all pulling the fuck up. Make sure y'all tuning in. Make sure y'all hitting that like and that share button, man. Comment if y'all have any questions for the brother and shit, man. It's an interactive platform for anybody that's just tuning in. But shit, man, we lit, man. We lit in this motherfucker, yo. Real talk. But as I was saying, what I do is I give every artist that come onto this platform, I give you the information as far as how to get basically all the contact information to lock you in shows, paid shows. So like festivals, you know what I mean, carnivals and shit like that too. So shit, if you like performing on boats and shit like that too, you know what I mean? Like they got
right,
it there.
Right. That's all the stuff you want to get into. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's college, you know,
is all that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's you know, these people put away a certain amount of money. Each city, each state put away certain amount of money and shit for local artists because they can't afford the big time names. You know, Rihanna's and Chris Brown's and all that shit, Lil Durk's and shit like that. So they'll have you guys come in, you can get a quick 25 stacks or something like that or whatever for each. You just gotta get there. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get to the locations and stuff like that. But that's my way of saying thank you and that, you know what I mean, helping y'all niggas push. So, like, everybody can't afford this shit, so I give it out to everybody. I'm feeling that background right there. Damn, Camden, I'm missing the fireworks and shit, you know
that's
what I mean?
Look, bro, I had to go find out what's going on at. You know what I mean? That's the homies over there lighting that shit up, bro, just because I'm doing this. They lighting that up.
Oh, that's what's up. That's love.
Because I'm doing this. You feel me?
That's right. That's what's up.
He was already getting licked up.
You know what I mean? Fucking firework. Fuck that
just
shit.
To let niggas know I'm around. You see where I'm at on here? If you see me going down, that's exactly where I'm at. You feel me? You know exactly where to kill.
Let me ask you, as far as collaborations, who artists, you know what I mean, what artists you would like to collab with and why?
What artists I would like to collab with right now, why?
Yeah.
I want to collab with Double Up. I do want to collab with him because it'd be like, it's like you hear what you hear out of certain people's mouth, you'd be like, oh, all right, I could feel the rawness in it. And then when you in the hood, you kind of heard a little something. So you like, oh, he fired.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do a little bit with him. Chop G. I got to get on something with Chop G. That's my boy.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't never get that. There's a lot of other people. Zeta Smoker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. Kai. Got a little car, gotta get on something with him. There's a lot of people I would like to get on the joint with. And there's more people than just that. I probably just ain't think of them all the time.
No doubt.
But it just gotta happen.
No doubt, no doubt. And shit, like, so let me ask you.
I ain't never ducking no wreck.
No doubt. Hell no. Networking is key anyway.
Superstar gotta get on Superstar K. He gotta get on something with me. I gotta get on something with him.
No doubt.
Because I see the people who working. I see who working.
Yeah, so these local artists you talking about?
Yeah, these are local artists. I ain't talking about nothing major. You feel me? Because I don't really care for the major joint. I think I could get all we in the game with just me and the niggas from the hood, for real.
I heard that.
I don't really, because what you said earlier, that whole industry shit. Feel me?
Ain't nobody with that word.
And we just all make the revenue right here. I don't even need all that.
Yeah, ain't nobody with that word on shit. Ain't nobody with that word.
Yeah, but the networking shit is always cool to bring the paper back. Yeah, you feel me? Because we got some talent here.
Most definitely, man. And shit. So I mean, that one. When is you guys next show and shit? Y'all got anything lined up?
June 23rd, Club Dubai. You should come.
Club Dubai. You said when? June 23rd.
June 23rd, Club Dubai. And there's a video going on. Video going on. Why that shit going on?
That's on. Is that on the weekend? That's what, a Friday or Saturday?
It's
a Friday or Saturday?
It's a Friday.
I try to make it. I got a lot.
More you can make that joint. Yeah, that'd be all right.
Even if I got ride down there and come right back and shit, you know, I run a business and shit up this motherfucker. So you know, I'll be my hands in everything.
we just had a show on the 9th. We just did a show on the 9th.
Right.
It's starting to be like regular. And before that, I had a show last month in May. Like, we be doing this. This ain't nothing that don't happen.
No doubt. So let me ask you, y'all got any groupies? Y'all got any groupies and shit?
You said what?
So y'all got any groupies? Y'all say y'all showing it up. Nah, y'all I'm showing saying, up.
You look. Damn, hold on. It's going down over there, cuz. They letting the rest off.
I hear it. It sound like I heard it.
They just stopped caring and said, fuck it. But nah, you know, we family men. Feel me? Everybody knows somebody, though. You can't tell that type of shit.
So let me ask family you this. Men.
But you know, chicks definitely like the music. Chicks like the music, though.
I hear you talking about y'all family men. Y'all can be family men.
They
still.
Like the music, though.
It ain't gonna stop. You funny as hell. It ain't gonna stop no groupies though. You need the groupies. The groupies gonna buy your music. You know what I mean? They gonna spend that money. They gonna buy the merchandise. They gonna buy all that shit. Real talk. You already know this shit. So you need the groupies, man. You definitely need the groupies and shit, man. I don't know. You hear? You paused up a little bit. Did the fire? What you call this? Turn you down? Yep. You froze up, bro. That's a nice little pick though. You like. I don't know if you can hear me or not. You probably gonna have to log off and log back in the shit. Hey man, y'all already know, man. We got Mike Knox in the building and shit, man. 1316, whole squad dope as fuck from what I've been seeing and heard so far, man. All I can say is, man, to any inspired artists that's watching, you know what I mean, that will be watching in the future and shit, man. Definitely stay pushing, man. Stay motivated. You feel what I'm saying? fuck the naysayers, you know what I mean? Fuck the industry, you know what I mean? Create your own lane, because you can now. The industry is, the internet is at your disposal and shit, man. So do what you gotta do, man, to keep pushing this shit, yo. Real talk, man. I definitely wanted to make sure I brought Mike Knotts over here and shit, because yesterday was just some crazy ass technical difficulty shit going on. You know, shit happens out of my control, but we got the bro on here and shit, man. Hopefully we can get him back on here. Just gotta log back in and shit, you know what I mean? Then we gonna keep it pushing this shit, real talk, yo. Real tough, man. But until he come back, we're gonna play one of his videos and shit, yo. Jump back in this shit. This one take over.
Gang, 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 nigga. Ronnie in the building.
Buck Rose.
It's only us. 1316. Hey, Buddha, what's good?
Large amount, be the main reason niggas charge your house. Take it to the max, see how much you really love your spouse. We gon' tie up, go line it up. Nigga, you gon' come or we gon' fire up. A rat come home to a bitch. A body in a casket, belong to a ditch. Headshot, nigga, ain't nothing wrong with a twitch. This ain't mad, hit you with this drum, make you glitch. Docs, tryna reset a nigga. This gun need me and three extra niggas. Got me walking like I'm bowleg.
Put you down, nigga, give a fuck about your old head.
Having 6'2", chop a bullet, better go ahead. For not using it, you gon' leave this bitch with no head. Not good at repeating myself, this eagle will melt your car frame, just leaving a belt. Sneaky, but even better now, I'm practicing.
Talk your shit, nigga, fuck you mean. Talk your shit, cuzzy.
I'm taking vitamins, I'm practicing health. Cause niggas out here looking burnt out. Close range gunfire, leave you with a burnt scout. Now look how shit turned out. A wiggy in the car and watch them burn out. You can ask, I'm about mine. Standing on the corner with a pole, I'm a stop sign. Jokes, bullets will smack you, Chris Rock time. In my firm grip, on the handle like I rock climb.
Let's go, 1316, stand the fuck up.
Welcome to the south side where all you hear is gunfire. Yeah. Know to play a cordial, but I'm quick to show my dark side. Funerals on the regular, we hate to see our mothers cry. The streets took a baby, early age, them kids traumatized. Chopper still screaming, probably sing your ass a lullaby. From fucking with my money or my drugs, gonna be a homicide. Yeah. Practice social distance, I'm the type to hate to socialize. Get in where I fit and tell your bitch she better open wide. Never played both sides, but always on go time. Nice with the risk game, transforming like I'm Voltron. 1316, we stepping on the front line. Been a go-getter, sometimes I take it if I want mine. Have a trusted nigga if you never test this loyalty. Been stepping, worth respecting, it's a blessing you get close to me. Always been sucker free, these niggas can't fuck with me. Southside soldier, man,
fuck with nigga soldier.
Been bullying niggas, I ain't never losing composure. The hardest in my city, we're ready, we taking over. Boosting up the murder rate, if I catch him then it's over. Rock a bar, motherfucker, headshot, not sober.
Fuck a bitch, then fuck the bitch, I'm counting up my profit. Glizzy keep a nigga on point until I squash it. Sasquatch feet on top of checks, on top of Benjamin. I'm not enough for many minutes, sell them all like 50s. And I wild out like a rock while I'm fitting all heads. See, young Brody acting for a band. You gotta fucking kill a man. Remember playing killer man, I rip nigga who dealt me in. Not really good at shaking hands, my smile to my energy. I clip a nigga for jokes, Robbie, who talking about the biggest man? My bitch, I ain't moonwalk, 40 on me, cock is boss. Smite a bitch for nothing, if I fuck it, then I up a box. Kill him nothing, nigga. Mentally can't go around. Bitch, I'm Mike Knotts, Buddha blessed, Shan Rube. Zender over women, but my chicken get the best of me. I kill a nigga 4500 specialists. 1316, Brock Lesnar, rock wrestling. I string a nigga like he's ball, kill him, homicide. Fuck the little bitch in the bus, she play do the game. I kill every nigga in the church like I'm Kevin Gates.
Back and we the fuck back, man. Y'all know this shit, man. Hey, man, that's a dope ass track and shit, man. I mean, your energy is just fucking crazy. I like your energy, bro.
Yeah, I forgot. My man Buster, when you said, boy, look at Buster, I definitely got the Buster. That's where that energy
is. Me too.
That's definitely where that energy be coming from, though.
Definitely would like to track. definitely like it on the track with shit, and shit, man. So as far as that, we're gonna keep it going on and shit, you know what I mean? As far as your opinion, I mean, they say, you know, and we know it's true though, you know, music influences others, people that listen to your music. What type of influence do you think you get? What type of influence you think people get from the music that you and 1316 produce?
You said what type of influence am I trying to give?
Yeah.
Like basically, I'm just trying to show dudes, like, you feel me, just be yourself. No matter what, just be yourself. That's the type of influence I'm trying to get, because you know some people be just scared to just do that, scared about how people look at them, how they moving off of what you're doing. So if you just be yourself at all times, then who gonna say you're doing something wrong?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? He just being himself, or she just being herself.
Yeah, because I'm asking that because, you know, when we rap about certain things, you know, coming from our background, where we from, our communities and shit like that, we tend to rap about our environment, not to say, hey, we want you to go out here and, you know, you know, do the same thing that we doing, that we talk about. We just speaking from experiences. So that's why I'm feeling like that's basically what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I'm just hitting home. When it comes to what I'm rapping about, I'm just hitting home on that stuff I know about. Feel me?
Yeah,
like, I ain't telling you to go out there and try to go experience what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Or whatever I've done. You know what I'm saying? You go do your own little whatever, how your life turn out. If you a backpack dude, then just rap like that. You ain't got to. It ain't even just about rapping. However you want to get your energy out, you ain't got to go about it the way I'm saying how I visualize it in my head. Whatever I done seen and mustered together to get what I got and what I rapped about, I'm not telling you to do that.
Facts.
I'm being myself.
Facts. I feel you. No doubt. So your music is an expression of you, basically.
It's either how situations went or how I feel about it, and that's how the energy come out. Because the song ain't got to be about that, about nothing crazy, but the energy came from a situation. That's where I got that energy from.
Spit
it out like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause I usually spit my shit out with energy. I don't usually spit my shit out with like calm flow and shit like that. My shit come out with a
You ain't gonna sit still when you listen to you, huh?
Nah, you ain't gonna sit still.
You might be bumping to the music. You hear it like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, some boy, come on, yo. I'm usually who is
bold.
I'm that dude.
That's kind of how I was when I heard you. When I heard you, I was like, nah, this gotta be him right here. I said, this nigga,
feel me? It just sound a little different when I come on. It's just who is bold. I always try to, you know what I mean? However you jump on there, they gotta see that. They gotta see that where you could just shift the same beat, you could just shift it to make it your song. It's yours, man.
Your bro energy dope too, though. His energy.
Nah, we come from the same blood. So
that's why I asked you. I said, hold on, wait, is that your bro?
Like, yeah, that's my brother. He the one been, yo, he been rapping for years. Like, all of us rap. All my brothers rap. Yeah. You know what I mean? My mom got four sons. We all rap.
That's what I mean?
Buddha always timeless. He always rap.
Okay, that's what's up.
Always rap. Gotta go check his tape out. HIT on 1.5. He just dropped that joint. He got 7 hard joints. You could tell that this man always rap. You could tell that this is just something that just in him. Even when you in the studio with the dude could come up with something so quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy. Just like me, it's just easy to do it. But you gotta. It's about how you own your own self. That's how I come out, though. You see how he'll come out saying the same stuff I'm saying.
Facts.
Two totally different energies. And you'll be like, y'all brothers? Feel me? It makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's dope. I mean, y'all two individuals too at the end of the day. So, man, you know what I mean? It's more respect, difference. You feel what I'm saying? But so let me ask you a shit. You know what I mean? How would you describe your style? I know you mentioned Busta. I know we tapped in a little bit on it, but I
want to
hear you say, like, how would you describe
your style? My sound, I think my shit come out like not for nothing, like on some old dirty bass and shit. Like, it's just unique.
Yeah.
It's like it ain't no father to this. It's like a bunch of shit mushed together that make one, and it come out like me. So it's like I can't hear nobody till this day right now that sound like me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
You know what I mean? Even when I got the grog, I got a groggy voice.
Yeah.
And I could fluently say words certain ways where it come out. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really think it's no father to it. I just think it's just, that's just how I do mine.
All right, so in your opinion, you know what I mean, what's the hardest thing about being a rapper?
The hardest thing about being a rapper?
Yeah.
Is when you first start and it's just trying to stay relevant and still deal with real life.
Yeah,
like, because like you gotta remember how many other people out here ain't taking it serious that you trying to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Everybody else ain't taking it as serious as you would. So when you start to take it serious, they looking at it like you were like, feel me? And you still got real life going on. So they making it seem like by you going to the studio and doing that, it wasn't worth it compared to that. So trying to balance the two to make sure they both even, that's hard. And then when they see when they see it start to go somewhere, that's when everybody start to settle in. Like, okay, this is what this was about.
Bandwagon, man. I call them bandwaggers. You know what I mean?
Hey, supporters.
Nah, supporters from the beginning.
I like to call them supporters. I don't want to call them
bandwaggers. If you didn't support me from the rip, you feel what I'm saying? And I told you about it, and I look for that support, and then you see start motion. I start getting motion and shit. Start getting legs on my shit. Now you wanna. You know what I mean? Now you want to reach out. Now you want to... Nah, hell nah. You a bandwagon.
But look, though. Not for nothing. Who was to say that they... What if they did like your shit? What if they liked your shit? But that's just not what we doing right now with this bread.
I mean, I'm talking about the ones that not. I'm talking about the ones that not. You got a lot of people that, you know what I mean? From my own experience with my platform, you know what I'm saying? I done reached out to cats, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I first started, like a year or 3 months ago and shit, 2 months or whatever ago and shit, you know what I mean? Like, yo, what's up? I got this platform, got this idea. What's up, man? I'm gonna interview you. Jump on my pod, you know what I'm saying? And niggas was like, you know, I guess it was like, you ain't nobody freak, you know what I'm saying? They won't be a party. Now they see my shit getting legs and motion and shit. And I was like, yo, I know I fucked up, but, you know, I know I fucked in the last interview.
See, that should be corny. That should be... Yo, nah, not for nothing though, my G. That should be corny as hell, my G. When people be like, yo, hop on my shit, and they even got the thought pattern like, man, this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a lot of problems out here.
Support. If a motherfucker asks you to come on there, that don't make you feel important
enough.
That don't make you feel important enough that somebody reached out to you to want you to get on their joint. You feel me? But you'll go spend. Come on, man.
Somebody they from Cal.
And then the growth happened, and then you coming back, trying to double down. Like, nah, I'm gonna let you still do, cause I'm gonna do me to keep my thing going. But I peeped that.
It's what it is, though, man. Like, you know, what I mean, it's gonna get bigger and bigger. Like I said, I'm on Roku now. That's putting us in front of like almost, I think, 60 million viewers a month, like monthly. Like, and that shit is just different because it's automatic. Like, people download. It's a free app. People download it. So all the content is uploaded. I had to do the test run and shit. I'm telling you, as soon as I
understand the promotion tactic.
As soon as I put this shit out, it was getting views like that. I was like, well, god damn, the power of this shit.
Nah, I peeped that last night. That's why I was mad as hell last night. It didn't go through. Now we're doing the Thirsty Thursday on the Friday. Nah, but look, you know that never happened.
Nah, I did Thirsty Thursdays on Friday, Saturday. It's just called Thirsty Thursdays.
You did that?
You ain't the first. I didn't do Thirsty Thursdays on Mondays. I didn't have boxes playing.
I be having all types of
people in this motherfucker, man. I know a lot of people, so I try to get everybody on here that I could think of. You feel what I'm saying? And then
it's just crazy.
Then I got people that's hitting me up from the ads, but I don't respond to everybody's shit because everybody not hot. Everybody don't you right, in right. your mind think you were artist. I don't. You feel what I'm saying? So.
And you keeping it a buck. Like,
you're not coming on this fucking platform. So no, fuck
out. You gotta get a little better.
I encourage you, go keep pushing, my nigga, or shorty. You know what I mean? So
that right there, that's what I was asking you earlier. You just said it. Everybody ain't hot, so I'm up here, so you think I'm hot. That's why I said I'm hot. See, I don't be talking cocky. I just be saying when people say that, then you can say it. You can't say it until somebody.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being cocky. I'm a cocky motherfucker. Fuck that.
Right.
Moth
to a flame. Hey, man. They got that, though. You know, I got to keep throwing that out there. Moth to a flame. Man.
Make sure y'all check that out. Make sure y'all check it out.
Y'all got to check that out. But yeah, though. I got a video about to drop off that joint, too. I was just talking to the videographer with that joint, man. And he said, this is best creation. Cause we was, I'm trying to get a little clip or something just so I can show everybody, you feel me? Cause this thing.
Put a little teaser out there,
bro. I know what we did. To
you gotta put a little teaser out there.
You gonna get hella Busta vibes and Missy Elliott vibes.
That's what's up.
Because I stopped giving a fuck. I stopped caring. Like, man, I know who I am. You feel me? And they know who I am. You know what I'm saying? So I should be able to do whatever I want to do if this is what I want to do with this music shit. You. Tell me, if you ain't helping me, if I want to come on some busted shit, I'm coming on some busted.
Hey, you on the stage, man. No, the world is a stage, man. We all actors. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Pick your role. You feel what I'm saying? Pick your role. Motherfuckers choose to pick bum roles. Some motherfuckers choose different roles. We chose, you know what I mean? We're going to be artists. We're going to be entertainers. You feel what I'm saying? So.
Right. I want to get in there somehow. I want to see what's shaking. I want to see what's shaking a little bit.
Shake shit up a little bit. Really? Jump up in the motherfucker.
Let's see what's shaking, baby. Like, why y'all want? Why, if the work speak for itself, you just gonna go. It ain't even about who wants you to or not. Like, I ain't gonna support them. You're not who I'm out here reaching out for. I'm out here reaching for the mass majority to see what I got going on. And I know it's worth something. I think you should hear this song I made because it'll probably help you.
So, I feel that, right? Facts. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I made this song about what happened to me, and it might just work for you, and you might get through some shit. Bumping what I said. Or I might give you some motivation like, damn, my voice fucked up, and this nigga just body and shit.
Facts. I got Let's go. So let me ask you, what do you hope people, take away from your music?
What do they take away from it?
What do you hope they would take from it? You know, they'll take away from it. Like, shit, you know. Me, I'm ready to fucking party. Like, I'm ready. I already know your track gonna be like my go-to shit. Like, you know what I mean? I can't wait to make the ad for that one. Cause that shit gonna pop ad. You know what I mean? Like, I saw that.
That's gonna pop.
Like, I said, I'm at 27,000 right now.
I hope people take away, like, yo, you should see the raw creativity in that mug. Like, damn, just being like, you see my album cover for that Moth to a Flame song? I just straight made that.
Raw
as hell, like just took the picture and made that shit myself on the computer or whatever may happen. But you gotta just do that shit, bro. Just be the raw. And you just see that shit like, damn, something really like just gonna throw itself out there like that. Like, yeah, what's up? I am blitzing right now in the booth.
What's up, Kelly?
I'm out here with a gas mask on, right at the mic, ready to smoke the shit. And I wrote my name at the top on the wood grain at the mic, because that's really my little booth I go to and get these thoughts out. Feel me? And when you hear this shit, it's undeniable. I'm telling you, this shit fire. I got a little story joint on there I want you to check out specifically. It's called Story of Stairs 2. Go bump that. You're going to see. You're going to be like, somebody.
For the new album you talk about?
Years on the Moth to a Flame, John. It's called Story Stairs 2. It's the intro. It's the intro. So it's a story, bro. And it's crafty. And look, I'm going to give you a secret. I ain't even write that shit. My producer was making that beat. That shit on my page, too. If they go to Mike Knox Visions on Facebook, and I'm Mike Knox 1316 on Instagram, Mike Knox 1316 on TikTok. If you go to my Facebook, anyone, I got it up there. My producer making the beat. He's making the beat, and I'm just hearing it. And I just made a story. Feel me? Just made it up. Like, not just made it up. You know, it's everything. Because it's familiar names of people from the hood in there. Like, these names ain't fake names. None of these names is fake. These people know who they are. They heard the song and love it. I asked them about it. Like, yo, feel me? For this, that, and the third. They heard a part. And they like, yo, you remember that from this. So it's like, the I ain't just make the shit up.
No problem, man. You're a creativity.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the person, and I put some shit in there where you know that. I know that.
I'm a creative-ass motherfucker.
You know what I mean? You got to see that shit. I'm telling you, and I ain't even being cocky and arrogant, but with this shit right here, this music shit, yeah, I'm going to step on it like that. I'm going to step on it like that because, I'm like that. Everything else in life, I just walk by like everybody else. I'm a passerby. But this music shit is something I take serious, personal. It's like playing Call of Duty DMZ. I take this shit personal. My brother taught me that. Buddha taught me that. Take that shit personal. I ain't bumping all these gizmos and gadgets and airphones and shit for nothing, nigga. I'm over here trying to get with you. I'm really trying to take you out, yo. I gotta take you out. I ain't
first man shooter type shit. I hear that.
Where are they going? Like, my tape, me putting my tape together costs a couple dollars.
I mean, it's all investment.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't playing with the
it's
shit.
It's all an investment. I definitely appreciate you and how you appreciate the craft and shit, man, and how you pushing and doing your thing. I'm sure you inspire into others, and I'm sure, you know, if people don't know of you, once they do watch this, if they're not watching now, when they do watch it, you know, in the near future and shit, they get motivation from you. But I think you're a dope artist. I think the energy is just like, damn, my nigga. Like, so again, it's definitely dope. Definitely honored to have you on the platform. Finally, due to the technical difficulties and shit, we couldn't get them on here all thirsty. Even though I still quenched my motherfucking thirst last night.
Yeah, yo, I'm still, yo, word is born. I had a little sip before I jumped on it with you because I was still bouncing back last night. I was mad as hell. I was double bottled down. I was trying to show him what I drink. I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him because, yeah, we do our own whole thing. Like, we got our own, like, 13, 16 got our whole own vibe. You know what I'm saying? And if you come around, you
I'm going to get the whole team on.
You know what I mean? Shout out KMD Flash. Shout out Bronny. B-Dub, they made the tapes. They made my tape, Buddha tape. You know what I'm saying?
I got a whole team. That's what's
got Kai Blaze, a bunch of us. Like, we just running around here, but we taking this shit serious, and it's showing, too. It ain't like I'm just making this shit up. This shit showing how far.
I see y'all working. I wasn't your friend.
Working. Promotion, everything is working. My views is up a little bit on my socials. My shit ain't just down. I'm working on my Instagram and my TikTok. So Mike Knotts 1316.
Just
y'all
post. Just post. I don't give a fuck if you just post.
Oh, no, I do that.
Yeah,
I do.
Just keep
I
posting.
That.
That's all. You be good. Even if they not liking, they watching. Trust me, man. You want to look at
your. Yo, my little private gonna tell me like, yo, you be on there too much, just posting sometimes. I'm like, damn, I just got like this. I just thought that, but she ain't be mad and that shit like that. It's just, you feel me? I'm up on my shit.
You gotta post. I mean, it's about creating.
You feel me? They notice when you in that shit, and they support
facts
that.
Facts and shit, man. So, I mean, let me ask you. I mean, how do you stay motivated with your music and shit? Like you said, you know, you got life to still deal with and shit. You know, you got family you take care of. You're a full-time parent. Like, again, I tip my hat to you on that, man. Like, that, I just. Respect level just went up even, you know what I mean, even crazier for you, bro, like on the real, because I respect any man that, you know what I mean, like you going after your dream, but at the same time, you ain't stop what you created here on this earth and shit, man. You there for the...
Right. Because, you know, I got a mean supportive system. We don't even do ours like that, you feel me? We don't just do ours like that, you feel me? If it's mine, I'm going
to
go
ahead. Pick up the mom Dukes, because she had to raise y'all men right. She had four
men. Feel me, that's that. No, speaking of... But that's where my motivation come from, knowing where I came from. Like, man, I'm supposed to really be up. I'm really supposed to be up. It's not even, and I ain't even come from like a rich family or nothing, but we definitely came from morals and shit.
Facts.
I used to live around the corner from you.
You never knock on my door though. That's fucked up. So
I was a kid. Used to box.
You might come to the door with your gloves. Like, hold on.
Yeah, I was in the hood with it. But that's where the motivation come from, because we were supposed, like, niggas ain't have no rich uncles, no niggas that own businesses, nobody that had nothing like that, where you could just feel me. So you had to make your own little way. So mentally, I always thought it's supposed to be a greater later. You just don't know when. It's about when the greater later happens is when you take something serious, like, as much as people like to think you don't take your life serious, that's why they like, oh, freak, I ain't coming up there. You ain't nobody. As much as they would like to think you don't take your life serious, you really
like
do.
Like a motherfucker.
You really do. You feel me? And that's, and once you figure that out, because some people didn't figure out they supposed to take this shit serious yet. Once you figure that shit out, that's when you're going to get what you're supposed to get. That's when prosperity going to come. Everything going to go good for you.
Yeah, once you tune in, you turn up. You feel what I'm saying? You got to tune in with oneself. Yeah. A lot of people can't, you know, that is just, it's just that concept is just a little too big for them right there. So you just rather just jump on Facebook or something like that. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? You definitely got to be in tune with yourself. You know what I mean? But it took me a long time to get to where I'm at right now, too, though. So, you know what I mean? Everything is a process. That's why I encourage people that whatever your gift is, if you don't know what your gift is, find out what your gift is and push. Your gift is not to be working 7 days a week or 5 days a week, 10 hours a
day. Nah, that's like a stepping stone, man.
That's it. You do what you got to do right now. to get where you want to get at. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to have that. If it's something that you already got your mind set on to do, then that's what you'll do. You use that them hours you put in there, because you know this is a means to an end. I'm not going to do this for the rest of my life. You got a lot of people that talk proudly about working 7 days a week. You feel what I'm saying?
Your word is born, not for nothing. I had a dude at the video shoot coming like that. And he was coming like he shitting on niggas because he do that. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, it's like, all right, but what do you put anything to the side to do anything else? What do you really want to do? Do you really want to ride a forklift, my G?
For the rest of your life.
That's really what you want to do. Feel me? What the hell is wrong with you?
Some nigga that's on the island chilling while you working in his company. When you can have your own company and be on the island chilling while they...
And that nigga don't even know how to drive a forklift.
And don't at all. I'm telling you. I own a business. I own two businesses. So I'm telling you, like, this is why I pay people how I pay people, because I want to just show people that, listen, not just black people, but people period, because they just black people that's ignorant to the fact that, we got to work. We all had to work. You know what I'm saying?
Not for nothing. I definitely... Just read like a year or two ago, I had a trucking business, Mother Trucking Road Runners. I had a little gimmick name, Mother Trucking Road Runners. I thought that was funny. And I did a couple loads with it. But more to the story is I did that because, like, I always wanted to have something. Because that's the point.
That is.
I think the point is, even when you come outside, you're supposed to well ground yourself.
Facts.
You're supposed to be well grounded. You're supposed to be out here. Like, you're supposed to... Like, where you at? Where I'm at? You standing where I'm at? This is what I do. This is my shit right here. I put this hair together. I put this together like this. You feel me? Even the person, like you said, you work in a little job. Do one on a recording studio. One of the paychecks, he grab a mic. Next paycheck, he grab a woofer or something. Yeah. Then he pay rent.
Yeah.
Buy the kids some shit. Then he go back out, make sure he got an interface.
Yeah.
Then he go back out and make sure you feel me, and he just keep going until he got it whole time.
Over time.
You ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
You ain't doing shit but working at that job.
Facts. But this...
So when that man leave from this job, he got the recording.
Exactly.
Studio.
He got the studio. Now he can make money. You feel me? So like I was saying, like, you know, like I started a cleaning business, and I started that shit with COVID and shit like almost three years ago.
Oh, fucking with Jam Pro?
Nah, hell no. I started my own.
You ain't the Jam Pro?
I started my own shit. Nah, one of my family members did, but I'm not about to pay somebody to do some shit I could do myself.
I mean,
I'm a marketer, so when I was on the run, I was on the run for like 7 years, you feel what I'm saying? So when I was on the run, I was like, I'm trying to figure out every way I could make money, whereas though I could make money but go undetected, I ain't got to use my name, you feel what I'm saying? So I started doing freelancing shit online, like, and I started learning digital marketing, online marketing, shit like that. That's why I know what I'm doing right now as far as this podcast. It's nothing for me to do.
Right.
I know what I'm doing, so that's what separates me from anybody else that got a podcast, because they don't know what I know. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I do pay ads and shit like that or whatever. The moral to the story is that, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I was like, I was just motivated on my own shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna keep pushing, doing with I was learning so much shit with the marketing and shit. Like, it's so much I can say about it. Like, I'll be everywhere with it.
Oh, nah. After this all said and done, I'm definitely going to be in your DMs.
I'm telling you, like,
you gotta teach me a thing
or two. I be trying to tell Cass, I be just be like, you know, but people take information how they want, or they try to get it from you in different ways instead of just and just be like, yo, freak, what's up? Can you show me how to do this? Or boop, this guy or whatever and shit like that. So,
well, that's the type of person I am, yo. Feel me? Like, people would think you want bread and shit from them. I don't want that from you. Like, if you could give me some information, I could use it.
Yeah, facts.
I know how to use some information. You ain't about to throw me some information I can straight use and don't use it.
Yeah, well, people know how the universe works and shit. You know what I mean? What you put out, you get back. So if you giving out good energy, you're going to get that shit back. So a lot of people is doing shit for money. And that's why I put that video out the other day, yesterday, about, like, stop paying these niggas to be on a free platform. You could get on your own. You can jump on Facebook right now and just start talking like I'm talking. You feel what I'm saying? And creating shit. How you putting out your shit? I seen your page. I look on your page and shit like that or whatever. I seen the material and even the way that you going about it. Some of your shit funny as fuck, but you still.
Yeah, I gotta vet you. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I like it. You got
every time you see my shit, I want you to just stop real quick. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
That's how you get them. That's how you
regardless of what it is, they looking.
Yeah, facts. They are. So like I said, like you just got. I seen a video on the TikTok, my sister was saying. Like, you know what I mean? Don't stop what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop putting out content. Don't none of that shit. Because guess what? They might not be liking your shit. They might not be hurting your shit. They might not but be they, your they, shit. But them motherfuckers see you, though. You motherfuckers see us. Y'all see snakes.
You feel me? That's the moral. You see this 13, shit 16, as long as you sit. Like my man, free my nigga Dada Wap. You heard? Free my nigga Dada Wap. Go check that.
Y'all see us in this bitch.
Feel me? Free my nigga Dada Wap. Go check that Duke Nukem joint out. That's on Moth to a Flame too. He on there, Dada Wap. But he posted, he reposted some shit of mine. Feel me? It was a little promotional joint. He was like, man, ain't nobody even looking at this shit. Shit ain't got no likes or nothing. I'm like, nah, cuz, trust me. That shit doing something. Don't think like that.
Look at your view.
Don't think it ain't doing something. It's don't look my numbers. Yeah. If I go to my numbers, it proves that it did something.
Yeah, facts. They watch.
Feel me? Even by you just having me on your page show that it do something like, oh, he fuck with him.
Listen.
He's supporting him, and that makes somebody else want to do it.
Listen,
that's how likes and shit pile up anyway. Yeah. You got to create your own lane.
You do. Listen.
Somebody else keeps seeing it. And look, I ain't even mad at you that you ain't never clicked my shit and you start clicking my shit. Please click my shit.
Because
I want you to support my shit.
Click.
Feel
click,
me? Because I'm here. Because if I get the bag, I'm bringing it right here. I'm trying to make the bag here. I want to corporate shit here.
Facts.
I want to go do shit somewhere else, but I want to redo my thing right here because Cooper, right, Cooper buying all this shit.
Yeah, facts, right?
Cooper and all the motherfuckers, they buying all this shit. Feel me? What right we going to have out here?
They buying everything downtown. I seen it. Every time I come to Camden, it look different than that bitch. Like, where the fuck I'm at, nigga? Downtown looking like downtown somewhere. I'm gonna say in these other cities. That's all I'm gonna say. I won't say nothing. Have a bite folks type way about me and shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. Oh shit, yo. It's been a dope interview so far, man. Definitely a dope interview. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope our viewers are enjoying it. I'm not sure if you've been able to see any of the comments down there. I don't know if you've been paying attention to it. We've been.
Nah, I peeped.
We definitely been conversing this shit. One person, another voice. The voice is dope as shit, man. You know what I mean?
I see that. Thank you for that. Yeah, I don't know. My mom and my dad, they cook something up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you ain't in the oven no more, nigga. You done.
Yeah, well, it's like that too. You know? That's just
yeah, man, yeah.
But they go hear that music, man. I'm telling you, that shit sharp in the booth. On the booth, you're gonna fuck with that. And it matched the, you know what I mean?
Facts, man. So let me ask you, let's keep moving this shit, you know what I mean? Let me ask you, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I mean, I know you're not a famous star yet, worldwide, no, should I say it? But, you know what I mean? Let me ask you, hey man, it's what it is. Ain't no man, it's what it is. You are in my eyes. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep doing what you're doing. And shit. You from my town, so some will always support your back, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? How do you balance, you know, maintaining the, you know what I mean, the privacy, your privacy with your life and the public eye and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because you know, like you said, you got a family too. You try to separate the shit. You know, but you might as well prepare for the shit anyway.
Like me personally, I'm
just a star, nigga. So how you doing that?
My normal person don't even allow me to just motherfucking just put myself everywhere. I don't be like being in the public eye as much as you would like to think. No, I ain't even that type of guy. That's foolish for who I really am in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because my real life is really who you hear me talking about. So I really, if I'm doing the shit I'm saying I'm doing, I can't move like that. You know what I'm saying? So I already don't do that. But when it comes to this music shit, you're right. I'm there. Right. Yeah, I'm at the show. Yeah, I'm there. Yes, why wouldn't I be? And whoever I got going on and supporting me, they're going to be there. So if I'm hitting that, she going to be there.
I hear what's that. What's up? That's what's up.
What's up?
Real nigga
that's
shit.
That's how that's going to
rock. You like real nigga shit.
Yeah, that's regular like that.
Nah, straight like that, man. That's what's up, man. So you know what I mean? As far as the internet and shit like that, where could we find you? I know you said Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube as well. You feel what I'm saying?
And on YouTube, we try to put all the videos under 1316. So if you just go to YouTube and type in 1316. You're going to see where the video's at, and it's going to pop up. Subscribe to Buddha Bless. Hit that. You feel me? We're going to work the kings up because we still doing all that, and we're going to make that just a 13-16 joint. But we're going to work where we got our subscribers at the most at first.
No doubt.
And we're going to build them up and all that because it's a team thing. Everybody going to use what they got to make the whole thing bang.
That's
you feel me?
So go there if you go to Buddha Bless anything. I'm going to probably be there. I'm somewhere. Hey, how you doing? I'm his brother, Thomas Music. That's my brother. He on here. I seen 13, 16 down.
I seen the shot in the video. The shot in the video. I think your head was out like this. Like you was going like, some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that scream. That's right.
I was like, hold on. He look like the same motherfucker, yo. This nigga just got dreads. That's it. Like,
and that's fire.
Like, you know
that's
what I mean? I'm like, yo, is that your bro? That's why I'm like, hold on. Is that your bro? But when you asked me about like you, I'm like, is that your bro? I was like, yeah, all right, then, because I'm like, yo.
He was like, definitely need him up here. Yeah, he's coming next. He's up here. Yeah, because we be on that joint, bro. I'm telling you, that's them screams and everything. That's all real. That's me. I be up there. Don't be like, oh, my God, is that him? That's him in the song, the whole song, the ad-libs.
Like,
yeah, man. All that filthy shit. And I talk crazy. My mouth slick in real life. You feel me?
Hey, you're going to get that.
But I ain't a dickhead, though. And I ain't a slick-talking nigga. You feel me? But I talk my shit. Feel me? You going to see me talk my shit because I've been through some shit. You ain't going to walk up to me like, hey, you ain't got nothing going on. You bugging.
He said, I talk that shit, though.
I talk that shit. Boy. I ain't. Go bump the music. If you think I'm capping, call me on my shit. Morph to a flame.
No doubt.
Mike Knox with the money sign for the S. M-I-K-E space K-N-O-T money sign. I like mine on iTunes, though. Don't cheat me out. I like mine on iTunes, but you know, bump it how you like to bump it. You can go anywhere to bump it. You can go anywhere to bump it. You can go anywhere you want. Whatever you think, wherever you think I'm not at, I'm in the crevices. I'm there. Go type me in. And you're going to probably see my old shit, too. Because they like, wow, he got a story. It's this, too. You ain't hear the first one. No, you wasn't tuned in at the time because that got views, too.
Yeah.
For a tape in the collateral with that many tracks. Yeah, I had a decent amount of views on that.
That's what's up.
There's no payout on it. Ain't like you know what I mean? So
that's what's up, man. And Thirsty Thursday's here to get you more traction, man. You went 13-16, man.
Yeah, man. You know, respectfully, I appreciate being up here. This was fun.
Yeah, this is definitely a fun experience and shit. That's why I try to make the platform. I don't even try this. That's just what I do. I just do whatever I think in my mind. I just do that shit, man. You know, it's about bringing imagination to life and shit, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I forget shit. Abraham, what the fuck was that nigga said? Albert Einstein, what the fuck the nigga said? I forget what he said. He made some fucking statement, but I go by that shit. It is what it is. You know, imagination is a preview of what life, some shit like that. You know what I mean? Whatever. Right. We only imagine what we imagine. I don't imagine what you imagine. You imagine what you imagine. I imagine what I imagine. You feel what I'm saying? It's up to us to bring that shit to life. So you want to be a rapper. That's what you're doing.
That's what's going to happen.
I'm running the one business. That's what I'm doing. I imagine myself running the business. That's
and
what
it's
doing.
Crazy. It's crazy because when I got the feeling of doing that, it's crazy because we really out now, not for nothing. We really doing it. We in shows, venues. We music is really coming out. Real producers, real beats. This is our shit. We making this shit from nothing. This ain't we mimicked it from nothing. You feel me? And you see the progress, and you still walk around in life being a normal person, like going to Save a Lot to get some bread or something. And the nigga be like, "Yo, Knox, what's good?" Off of straight music, straight music. You really bump my tape talking about Turtle in a Spaceship.
That's what's up.
That's on Devil Hold No Punches 1, if you want to go look that up. We got videos, too. It ain't like we just not, like, you, like, what I'm saying is there for you to go see. Yeah. You can go to a video and see me jumping around on some busted shit.
No doubt. I see that energy is crazy. I want to play the first one over and shit again, man. Just for all the late viewers and late motherfuckers tuning in. That shit, that energy.
Go ahead, throw that thing on there. Go ahead, throw that thing in the spin.
That shit is crazy, man. Y'all better fucking tune in, man. Candy, I'm gonna need all y'all to pull the fuck up for this one, man. I know y'all all watching. I look at my stats. I look at my insights. I know you motherfuckers is watching. A lot of you motherfuckers is niggas too.
And I'm fucking with it.
Fucking hating, man. Real talk, man. Show some.
Azalea said, I needed this tonight. Kurt, you know this shit. You feel me? We're going to talk that positive talk.
Real talk, man.
We're going to talk that talk, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to need y'all hit that share button. If y'all ain't hit that share button, man, I'm going to need y'all hit that share button now, baby. We going
to leave. This an hour in. This an hour in early morning.
Let's flame this shit up. Let's flame this shit up. Like this shit up, y'all. Like.
Yeah! We're going to look for him. We're going to look for him. We're going to find him. 13-16
AMG. Money good, I'm money great. It's
in the building. We got Block, we got Mr. Bliss.
Yeah. Mike Knox. Clock.
Yo. Let me get the order for me.
Lutino stand on these little niggas, they be so sad. Capping off with the internet. Once it's been bending, get penalized. Been an alpha male, no, we never hide. Bitch, I'm always active when it's traumatized. Young fully active, I'm up in the five. If I'm the fittest, they know I'm a prize. Flashbacks to them long nights, like a flashlight to the fast lights. Yeah. Double back and see them break lights, but I'm never scared, I'ma get right. Stepping on them, I'm a dangerous guy. If you fuck with the gang, then be clearing it out. Boss of my city, been holding it down. If it's on, then we running this out. Yeah, if it's on, then it's on. My niggas ready to ride. They don't wanna see us winning, see the hate in their eyes. Can't even need my portion, want a piece of my pie. Too many selfish ways, they be dealing with pride. Hold on, God, I got a brick, I need to talk to my guy. Can't catch me slipping, pussy niggas never take me alive. Sometimes I wonder when I'm high, who gon' kill when I die. No, you ain't coming back when we taking this ride. And if I tell you right now, it shouldn't be a surprise. And about time they find your body, it's surrounded by flies. Start losing patience when you dealing with lies. So you better let it bang if you coming outside.
My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side and never take me alive. Walking by the car revolver, who else taking this ride? Pull up, hop, I didn't get in the car, I'm a dangerous guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side and never take me alive.
Gorillas made in the alley. Drugs taking over auntie. Uncle done up off a bottle. Cuz keep a ski mask on, cause he's still ducking for my body. No bitch, they see the baddest, cause she spent money on her body. And I know a natural bitch that's insecure about her body. And they be trying to cool us down, we hotter than the bag of chocolate. Keep smoking on a bag of broccoli, on my way to bag of toddy. Yeah, I'm humble, but I'm cocky. Come from bundles in the alley. Pockets full of pants of Roddy. Glocky full, nigga, try me. I won't move for nobody, but I move how I got it. And these bitches pick and choose, they gon' move for the dollar. No matter
son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side and never take me alive. Walking by the car revolver, who else taking this ride? Pull up, hop, I didn't get in the car, I'm a dangerous guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? Yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side and never take
first
me alive.
First, I'm the wrong one to tangle with. Not R. Kelly out the closet when I bang the fifth. I get on some anger shit. Ski mask dangerous. I'ma come back like I'm cancerous. Popping in your dreams like I'm Freddy. Wake up cold sweats out your dreams to a desi. Gun butt turning meat eater to a veggie. Take my kindness for weakness, but niggas know I'm deadly. Niggas see my shadow, so I hit him with the hezzy. Then I pump fake and blew his brains on the Chevy. Know if I'm really spinning shit, beef put an end to it. K like a trumpet, then your corner with an instrument. My whole squad eat, split the cake up increments. Your whole squad weak. I'm a shark, watch who you fishing with.
Oh, you thought you had a big one, huh?
Niggas warned you, I ain't letting up. Not the soda, when you see a nigga lift that seven up. Mess with us, flip him in the air, watch him level up. Tesla truck, watch me go and get it with my cheddar up. Bullets get a doctor, patients ready for an operation. Sniper station, putting niggas down is an occupation.
My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side and never take me alive. Walking by the car revolver, who else taking this ride? Pull up, hop, I didn't get in the car, I'm a dangerous guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? Yeah, yeah. Who getting in the car? My mother told me, son, I see the hate in your eye. Keep a pistol on my side and never take me alive.
That shit dope to the motherfucker, bro. And you know, the viewers is feeling that shit too, man. You know, yeah, I mean, we put these joints up. Yeah, we got these little comments and shit. Everybody, you know what I mean? And shit. You know, that's right, man. I appreciate y'all showing love, man. Hit that share button, man. Hit that share button so we can get my bro some more views and shit, man. You know what I mean? Y'all already know the shit, man. Hit that like, y'all. I see y'all hitting that like and that share button. Mean that like and that like, and comment. I need y'all hit that share button, though. Hey, bro, man, that track is hard as fuck. You can hear me, right? I can't hear you. Hit your mute button. Hit your mute button. I can't hear you. You gotta hit your mute button. I can't hear you. I can't hear you, bro.
You hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, man, that's definitely a dope track and shit, man. So, and I got a few more questions, you know what I mean, before we close out this interview. And shit. It's definitely dope, man, having you on this, you know, on the platform and shit, man.
Right, it was dope to be here, though. I ain't even gonna hold my free energy. This shit is fire.
Yeah, most definitely. I hope the questions was good for you and shit. I still got
some good questions.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about rappers?
You missing the point of the dude trying to rap. You missing the whole point of the dude trying to rap, that you just got this whole view of the dude a certain way, like he ain't a regular normal dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a regular normal dude. You feel me? He do everything regular as hell, just like everybody else. Just because the dude can rap don't make him different than the next mug. You feel me? And that's what I be thinking. I be thinking that they just take it like a nigga don't got feelings because I can spit something.
Yeah, facts. Like, we acting all day. Like, nigga, I act like, you know, I got different roles I play in this life. That we, you know, this thing we call life. We got different roles.
Roles that you play, and when it come to this shit, that's how I carry it. But that ain't how I'm just carrying my life, my G.
Yeah, facts. I act like you know me.
Like me going in the booth making a track about a chick, a nigga laugh because my voice and shit.
Yeah.
Feel me? So Raspy said, that's kind of funny, but what's funny about me fucking with chicks?
That's crazy.
That's regular shit, but what you think? Because I rap gangster shit, I don't fuck with chicks.
Yeah, like, that's right. That part. That's
what
crazy.
What did you think?
Right. Yeah, that's
I fuck with chicks. I can rap about a chick. That's what I be doing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Gangster, I mean, right. Kevin Gates harder than a motherfucker, but that nigga, you know what I mean?
Real quick, I just spit some emotions out. Motherfucker, girl. Yeah, I deal with her and she hurt my feelings. That's why I was in the situation I was in when I was going through that, because I'm a normal person. Just like everybody else, I could just rap. You might hear this gangster shit like, damn, this nigga got me gangster 24/7. Well, I ain't gangster 24/7. Turn that shit down.
He said, I love too. I got a heart too, motherfucker. My heart.
Yeah, I'm normal as hell,
man.
I'm buying flowers for chicks and all types of shit like that. You feel me? Going down all that type of shit. That don't make me, I ain't just no gangster nigga walking around with a gun waiting to shoot a nigga in they fucking belly. Nah. Hey, I knock the jelly out they biscuit. Feel me? I'm trying to chill. Noble life, man. I'm just trying to
live a noble life. I definitely feel you, bro. I definitely feel you, man. Again, definitely a dope interview and shit. You know what I mean? Your responses is on point and shit. You know what I mean? I feel like I pulled no tooth and shit. You know what I mean? I had one artist on here, man. He know who the fuck he is, too. He from Jersey, too. Try to give me a hard ass time. But I guess that's what he was trying to be, that type of guest on here. You know what I mean? You got some guests that want to be just assholes when they come on the platform and shit.
Right.
It was like one or two getting a response from the nigga. Like, so you think your music influenced nobody? I don't make music to influence nobody. I just make, bro. So do you think music influence anybody? I don't think music. Oh, bro, you're killing me, bro.
I ain't trying to get no fix side. Like, you walk off, yeah. You got a little idea of who the dude really is, and then when you go bump the music, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Dude ain't just no heartless criminal dude out here. He care about shit, but he do shit, whatever. You got kind of a rough visual on who you dealing with. So I would like to listen to that, because it's like he gave me on the interview, he gave me who he was, and then in the music it shows he ain't capping.
Facts. And that's why I appreciate your energy. Like I said again, man, for anybody that's tuning in, man, it's a brother, a black brother from our community, you feel what I'm saying, from my hometown CMD, that's dead, full custody of his kids. So I gotta acknowledge that, because we don't acknowledge it enough. We got Father's Day coming up too. We gotta acknowledge the brother on that. You know, mm-hmm. Just you know, definitely like show some love in the comments and shit, man. Brother doing his thing. He handling his business, obviously, and still pursuing his dreams. And I just got mad love for you for that, bro, man. Keep pushing your thing, man, on the real, man. I got a couple more questions for you and shit, though. You know what I mean? Do you think social media is important, you know what I mean, for artists these days?
Hell yeah, that's what it's there for. And the thing is, for a while, I ain't really a social media type of guy. Whoever really know me, I get on there and I do the funny. And I don't really like to do the news feed shit because a lot of drama and shit. But when you getting on there with a mission in hand, you're going to see that thing work. You're going to see it work if you getting on there for that.
Are we back? All right, cool.
Yeah,
that's cut off for a little minute. But...
yeah, that social media thing, you need that. You need that to keep it going. That's how you get out there without physically standing right in front of somebody. Feel me? I can't just be in your living room, but if you're in your living room looking at your phone, I could be right there. So it's right important, there. You feel me? But like I said, I wasn't big on the social right media there. Shit. You feel me? I wasn't big on that at one point in time because I don't like drama. And then I'm in the city where it's like, as soon as I do something, everybody, like, girl, you is posting about me. I don't want to see that shit. You is doing that to diss me, or as soon as I post it, and you under the comments. So when you just exit that shit out the social media world, and you on there for a specific reason, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get it. Whatever you put into something, that's what you're going to get out. Or you ain't going to get nothing if you don't do nothing with it. You're just going to be rapping, making songs, putting it in your phone. I've been there, too. They just in the car. You ain't never going to nobody dump that unless you send it to them. So you know who dumping that if they drive past you.
I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, but at the end of the day, you just gotta keep pushing the shit, man. With that being said, the shit, you know what I mean? What do you think about, you know, streaming services and their impact on the rap industry?
I'm saying, like, I love the fact that you could just nowadays off your phone make a tape authentic as hell and go put it out.
Like, sweet!
Put it out. That is fire. That is fire. You could do that with pretty much anything now. You could, like, your podcast, anything. You can go click a couple buttons and boom, I'm up and I'm live and I'm really doing it. And if I do what I'm doing, like I'm doing what I'm doing, this shit gonna get views and I'm gonna get paid. And it ain't just about getting paid. It's about doing something you believe in and gaining from it.
No. I'm at the stop you there. It's definitely about it.
No, it's always about being paid, but that ain't the only love.
That is about getting paid. We want money.
No, I do want the bread. I do want the bread, but just to show that I get, like, I did something and I grew from that, point blank period. Of course I want the, who the fuck don't want the money? Feel me? But I grew, I did something in the world and it grew from something. I put something and it turned into something. That's what I really wanted to see from the door. The money wasn't there when I started doing this. Feel me? So when it comes, it's going to come. It's going to come. That's the energy you put out there. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be famous. I don't know about the next nigga and how he feel about himself and his Trump cards and what he got going on. You get what I'm saying?
In my eyes, you already are.
But in that world, I'm going to get that bag that come with that. I'm telling you. I'm going to be one of them. You feel me? Because whatever you're doing, you got to care about what you're doing. You're going to get it. That's what I've been saying all night, the same shit. Because that's really how I move around every day.
Facts, no doubt, man. So, we spoke about the industry earlier and shit, man. What do you think could be done to improve the industry? I know how I have my own personal thoughts on it, but I would like to hear yours.
Man, they already doing so much whacked out motherfucking shit. They can't improve it. Like, you know about that AI shit they got with Drake. They got robots making music now, my G. I think they need to stop improving.
I think they need to stop improving.
And I think they need to just let niggas just rock out like niggas been doing the battle to the hottest. You feel me? This shit turned into this damn fucking skin. They about to start having sport betting tickets on this shit.
Yo, bro, I'm not cutting you off. My bad for cutting you off. But my cousin's putting me in the comments and shit. So, listen, like, I'm big on AI. I've been trying to put, like, cats on to it and shit like that. Like, that's something. I got an online business as well, shit. You know what I'm saying? And I use AI.
That's crazy because I just said that. I didn't even know she said that.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? But I do. Yeah. She just said, yo, I just said that, bro.
That's why it's a dope-ass interview.
Go ahead. Go ahead,
I'm saying I had to peep the comment. That's why this is a dope interview, because I didn't even know she said that. And then I'm like, they keep upgrading this shit. So, like,
it's so much, my bad for cutting you off, but it's so much going on now. It's just that I feel like, you know, people don't even know the basics of operating a computer. You feel what I'm saying? They basically just know how to go to a social media site and that's it. Download the app, go to that app and that's it. You feel what I'm saying? You know, you join that app with your email and that's it. So it's not really too much complicity with it when it comes to, you know what I mean, learning these different shits. It's just knowing certain things. You know what I mean? Once you know and once you learn certain things, you lock in with somebody that know what they talk about. You know what I mean? Like this AI shit, particular shit. So like the graphics you see in the back right here. I mean, this is. With AI art, you can generate art off your own imagination. So all the art that I use right now is built off of AI. Everything I generate, my descriptions, everything is built off of AI. I do nothing now. I don't have to come up like, damn, how I'm going to write a dope description for this artist today. How I'm going to do a dope-ass keyword title description for YouTube and shit like that. I use AI. So it's like, it ain't no secret. It ain't like I got to keep it to myself. I want to teach everybody else this shit too, but at the same time, you can teach a lot of people things and give them the tools too to do shit with the fix. I need tools to fix this car with. Don't mean you're going to fix that fucking car.
Right.
Me, so it is what it is. So it don't matter what you tell a motherfucker, what you teach a person, it's about the motherfucker that's gonna take action and shit. So that comes back to even being an artist. You know what I mean? A lot of people want to be rappers too, right? But they may only do one song because their homies like it's a whatever, now they're a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Let me start an Instagram page, let me start a YouTube page, but then you go on this shit, only got like one or two tracks on that motherfucker because it was an at the moment thing. A season thing, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, for you, this is not a season thing, right? This is I'm going hard.
Yeah, I'm gonna go hard. We gonna go hard the whole 13-16. I'm telling you, it's so much shit that I already know what's going on, but I don't want to sit right here and just tell you, like, yo, this nigga about to drop. You ain't even hear this nigga yet. Where you just about to see it. You gotta see this shit because the visuals that niggas put together already. That's on. It's a note. It's a note file just floating around in niggas' phones, and you write something and send it to the next nigga, and write something, send it, and it's going down. Niggas not, and it's money there. Yeah. Niggas putting their own money there. We got a manager. Shout out my boy Poet the Don. Feel me? If you want to get into it, feel me? You want to get in with a nigga who gonna do a little bit with you? He gonna do a little bit with you. You gotta fuck with him. Right now, I got him though. But you gotta fuck with him.
He definitely pushing for y'all. I be in contact with him. Mm-hmm. You're not the only artist he told me about. He told me he got a few artists that he manages and that he would like to get on the platform and shit. So I'm definitely here for my Camden folk and shit. I ain't gonna charge nobody from Camden and shit. I don't care nobody hear this shit. You know what I mean? They don't wanna be like, oh, she ain't charged nobody from her. No, I'm not charging nobody from my town to get on.
Right, talk filthy.
I want y'all niggas to get on, man. I love my hood, man. I know Camden fucked up, man.
But you gotta be genuine when you could. Look, we don't got nothing to make a dude bubble. Yeah, so every little thing, and then look, even me seeing that you had this, I'm straight jumping on this. You straight from the hood. I remember you. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? I probably never said nothing to you or nothing, but I knew exactly who you was. So this was like right in my alley. This should be easy to talk to somebody who's from the hood.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Any avenue or anywhere I could open up doors or whatever. That's what I do. I give people jobs and everything, man. Right now, I'm currently hiring, my business $25, $35 an hour and shit. I do seasonal work. I do all type of shit, man. I just be helping people. I mean, I feel like that's my purpose in life is to help people.
Right,
shit,
right.
You know what I mean? Amongst my talents, my other talents as well. But you know what I mean? This is just something that in my heart. That's what I just like to do. I like that makes me feel good. You know what I mean? Like that's monetary fun for me. Even though I like money, but I make money. I'm good. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? So to do this and be able to do this and then buy shit that I know other artists may not be able to perform. I don't even want y'all to worry about that overhead on that part. Right? I got you on that part. Just come be a guest on my show.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And just share, you know what I mean? Just share the shit. And why wouldn't you want to share the content? They got you on this shit, motherfucker. So, you know what I mean? Make it make sense. You feel what I'm saying? So,
regardless of how you feel, you go and see me. I'm going to put myself there. I don't give a fuck if I'm blocked on whatever or you blocked on whatever. You going to see me.
We're around.
I'm out doing my ones and twos, and I'm stepping off. You heard?
Man, you fucking right. You fucking right.
I'm not ready to play nothing.
Yeah, definitely so, man. Again, man, we're going to end this off and shit. You know what I mean? Don't log off, though, because that shit, like I said, I got to get some information from your shit. Like I said, during the airing and whatever, I got some things for your shit. So, just for coming on the show, I appreciate you, right, bro. I want to see Push. I want to see 1316 make it and shit. Sound this music, man. I'm going to see you up next, bro. I already been watching your ass, so you already know the shit. Get you on this shit, man, because it be showing out, shit. But like I said, I take an easy approach when I come to camp the artists and shit. But like I said, a lot of them just be like, they feel like they self appointed already. They already feel like they stars and shit. But I be having, now they see but hold on, when they see, if you go back to my Jones and any of my interviews, you see I got motherfuckers from Chicago, Illinois. I mean, fucking New Orleans, Kenner, New Orleans. Motherfucking Atlanta. I just had dude on here last week and shit. Jalen, I forget his last name, whatever, but his name, I forget his fucking name. Wait, but I know so many fucking artists and shit.
Yeah, but the nigga was,
but the nigga, he came out with the dance, ain't that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whoop and shit. So you know what I mean, he been on tour in Japan, Tokyo. He been all over, you feel what I'm saying? With just that right there, he had an accident and he was out of commission. He couldn't walk for some years, you feel what I'm saying? So, but he back on the scene and shit like that. And when he was out, he went gold, 500,000.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
So I ain't just bringing just anybody on here. I'm looking for quality artists that are really pushing to get out there. You know what I mean? That's
right.
Yeah, that's gonna build the platform even faster. For the simple fact that I'm just not just putting anybody on here because I'm not desperate to be seen. I could just fucking do me.
Right.
And get views. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? I'm pushing for y'all, man. I want to see y'all push. I want to see y'all make it. 1316, definitely a big ass shout out to you, motherfucker.
Marv to a Flame out now. 1316, Mike Knox. MIKEKNOT Money Sign. Moth to a Flame out now. You can get streaming on any platform. Videos under 1316, man. You're going to see that. Buddha Bless. Go subscribe to that on YouTube. Thank you.
Y'all heard it first, man. Y'all already appreciate it, man. It's Thirsty Thursdays, bitch. Y'all motherfucking host, Freaky Deep, the one and only, tall, skinny, and bony. What it be like, homie, aka Snacks, man. Y'all know this shit, man. I'm nice, but I ain't fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? Not yet, anyway, man. I'm finna get into something nice, man. Hey, bro, man, I hope you have a good fucking night tonight, man. Hey, man, I definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all see time, it's music on the jaw. We're gonna have the brother up next. Make sure y'all tune in next week and shit, man. We about to have 1316 up in here. We about to have all Canaan up in this bitch and they ready to step up and get their motherfucking shit on. Real talk, man. Let's support us. You feel what I'm saying? All the support artists, this is what the platform is about, man. Anybody that's tuning in, if you didn't tune in, when you tune in later on, make sure y'all like, comment, and share this shit, man. This is a dope artist. Energy dope than a motherfucker. And y'all gotta love it, man. Stop fucking hating for once in your life, man. Live your fucking life and hit that fucking like button. You know what I mean? Real talk. Let's get it popping, bitch. Like that shit, nigga, and share it. And stop fucking playing, man. It is what it is. Y'all know y'all like the motherfucking energy, yo. And I got no energy to
that,
I was being like, I was trying to be calm tonight. But anything, last things you want to say to your any of the viewers or none of that?
Yeah,
any of that
I'm sorry. HITM 1.5 Buddha Bless. Go cop that. That shit fire. That's like a mirror tape to Morph to a Flame by me. And them S's on his shit, Money Sign Sue. You gotta go. That's the shit I want to say. You know what I'm saying? KMD Flash dropping soon. Bronny dropping soon. B Dub dropping soon. Kai Blade dropping soon. And the shit all created is already on beats. Everything. Eric Clint Beastwood. Shout out to him. Great producer. Come fuck
shout out to Beastwood.
I want to fuck with him, bro. Want to fuck with him. So there's a lot of people that, yeah. Hema, how are you? I fuck with his beats. You feel me? There's a bunch of people. Iceman, I like him. I'm going to get with him. Iceman, I'm definitely going to get on. That's my boy. But that's what I want to shout niggas out, man. Let them know I want to work with them. You're anybody.
That's what's up, man. Y'all heard it first, man. Platform artists, by artists for artists and shit, man. I want to see y'all blow, man. I wish they had this for me when I was coming up and shit. You know what I mean? I could have created my own and shit because I guess I was a little too rough and shit to get on. I wasn't out here shaking my ass. Like, you know, this shit.
They work for you, big homie.
Nah, that ain't for me. You know what I mean? I'm meek, so you know what I mean. You know the lane, the industry is set the way it's set, so it can be, so it can model the citizens that are listening to it.
Right.
It is what it is, man. But you know what I mean. Like I said, Young M.A. still got in though. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. She got in like.
Threw it up.
I mean, I guess I had to be a gay bitch. I don't know in order for me to get on that low. I don't know. No offense.
It was around the time. Man. It probably was timing, man. It probably wasn't. That yet, man.
Oh, it's my motherfucking time now. I don't give a fuck. It's what it is, man. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I see the mathematics in the shit. You know what I mean? We're gonna add up, man. We're gonna add up, chop it up, man. We're gonna get up out of this bitch, man. Again, man, it's an honor to have you on the platform. Shout out, girl. I don't wanna know me. Tall, skinny, and homie. Hold on. That liquor kicking. Hold up. That liquor kicking.
Oh, I'm about to go grab one right now, girl. If you from the hood, the triangle's still open. I'm gonna give me some.
You already know that's the shit up there. This shit closed right now. I gotta go to the bike club or to the fucking bar right now to go have me a drink.
Where you at?
I'm in Syracuse. I'm upstate, man. Everything shut down here.
Check you out. That's even.
Yeah, I'm upstate. Yo, I'm in the city where Buffalo's going on the run. They from, man, they on the run from the police. That's my.
That's pretty hard. So you gotta tuck low sometimes. You duck when you go out the window.
Look, I was on the run for a minute. I can't appear right here. Like, oh, they ain't gonna find me in the queues. I'm in the mountains, bitch. Fuck you. You feel me? I was on the run for 7 years. I was on the run for a body.
Fuck it, yeah, I'm out here now, nigga. Y'all ain't gonna get me. You what?
Since 2017, I ain't been nothing but up, bro.
June 23rd,
Club Dubai, Camden, New Jersey, Federal Street. Make sure y'all there. Mm-hmm. Make sure the fuck there. And make sure y'all show love to Mike Knotts on Father's Day, man. Because he's the true fucking father.
Oh, man, you know
in custody of his babies, and I love that shit. I don't know what the fuck wrong, baby mom. I don't give a fuck, but bro,
it don't matter. I got my mom.
I got my mom, girl.
You feel me? I like it.
I feel you, but I'm just saying, as a mother, that would be, I don't know, that's just, you know, man, I'm headlocking my babies. Like, I'm like this with mine. It's like,
whatever she's going through, she'll be back around for the kid. And I'm going to open it with open arms. Come take it. Come, yeah.
As you should.
Don't support no nothing, man. You can go live a free life until you bounce back. You know?
You're going to bounce back one day. Yeah, as you should, man. It is what it is, man. Like I said, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate your spirit. You're so dope as fuck, man. Keep being who you are and keep pushing.
Right, man.
Real talk, man. Hey, man, I appreciate everybody that tuned in, man. Like I said, man, make sure y'all like, comment, share. You know what I mean? Definitely help the platform out and definitely help get these artists out there. You know what I mean? So you don't have to suck no dick and get fucking the ass dealing with the industry. You feel what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all, man. Tune in next week, man. Y'all already know this shit. Y'all know I'm a little funny motherfucker talking that shit. Y'all love y'all, man. Tune in. Thanks again for being a motherfucker. Guest on the show, man. You dope as fuck. Keep that energy right, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, keep pushing. Be out.
All right. Take it easy.